You're listening to the I Love Calgary Real Estate podcast with Tanya Pell, and I invite you to listen in while my guests and I explore topics affecting homeowners and would-be homeowners, from tips on home maintenance to advice on buying and selling and everything in between. Stay tuned while we talk to another amazing local expert. Back by popular demand is Tara Molina. Tara is a realtor with RE/MAX Real Estate Central, servicing the Calgary and Airdrie areas, and is here with me again to discuss how to pick the right community when looking to purchase, be it your first or your next home. Thank you for joining me again, Tara.
Thank you for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
Tara joined me in the recent past to discuss how to prepare for the spring real estate market. Please visit iTunes or the I Love Calgary Real Estate website at www.ilovecalgaryrealestate.com for that episode. So Tara, we are all familiar with the real estate adage, location, location, location. And this couldn't be more true for the community you choose as well. Can you explain where people should start when they are considering a new city or a new community within the city that they already live?
So for me, I always say the best place to start is Facebook. And that sounds strange. However, especially coming from a community like Airdrie, we are hyper-connected on social media. And we're a little bit unique. However, there are so many different groups or different pages or different things that you can find out a lot of information. And Facebook is one of those little gems. So my number one tip is log on to Facebook, ask to join different community pages, different private community groups, and just listen. Listen to what's being said in those groups. Is it something that sounds appealing to you? Does it match kind of who you are and what you're looking for? So I'll use an example in Airdrie. There's a Cooper's Crossing neighborhood page that is there for people that live in Cooper's Crossing, and they talk about things of interest in Cooper's Crossing. Now, if you ask to join the page, you're going to be asked questions like, do you live in Cooper's? What's your address? But if you're considering moving to that community, you can simply say, I'm considering moving here and I just want to get a feel for what the community is all about. And you're going to be added onto the page. From there, you can learn things about the big community garage sale. Is that something that's cool to you? Maybe it is. Maybe you like that big group kind of community things, or barbecues or block parties. You might learn about garbage pickup days or community restrictions, noisy neighbors, are dogs allowed, walking paths, a lot of different things. So I always say one of the best things that you can do to get that inside scoop, which is almost as good as knocking on the neighbor's door of the house you're going to purchase, is join the Facebook groups in the communities or the cities that you think you're wanting to live in, and just take some time to listen. Throw out a question here or there. Maybe just say, hey, I'm thinking of moving here. What do you love about this community? I have, you know, these kids, or I don't have kids, or this is my first home, or this is my last home. Don't be scared to get involved in the conversation, but that's a great way to get the behind the scenes sneak peek. So you're not just looking at the shiny surface walking into a staged home. You're going behind the scenes to really find out, okay, what's this community all about? What's this city all about? Or what's this house all about? Did something happen here? Something different? So get that inside scoop. Start on social media.
Absolutely. That's a good tip. Just get onto those community boards, tune in, listen to some of the little neighborhood gossip.
Exactly.
Yeah. See what you're getting yourself into. On your website, you reference lifestyle trends. I love this part. The way that we live and what we value should absolutely play a role in finding the right home to fit our needs. I just want to touch on how you go about that, and then if you can expand. So
sure.
You talk about healthy living, the great outdoors, flexible space, kitchen central, and a special community.
Exactly. So those are all things to really find out, okay, what are you looking for when you're making the move? If you are deciding to stay in the same city and you're just looking to jump from one community to the next, are walking paths important to you? Are they not? Is having green space behind you important? Are you okay to back on to other houses? Each community is designed by a developer, and developers, they're very different in their visions and why they've designed the community the way they did. And that will affect your lifestyle. For me, I'm an avid runner in Airdrie, and so I wanted to live in a community that connected to different paths because I do not like running on sidewalks near busy roadways. I like to stay on green belts and be able to run. I also have children, so I needed to make sure that the schools in the area are the right schools for them. So they're going to be entering kindergarten here, so I need to know, okay, so what is going to be the kindergarten, the younger years, what's going to be the mid school, and what's going to be the high school, and how does that play out in my long-term goals for living in this home? Are you wanting to do activities, join different clubs? Do you care about having noisy neighbors? Are you looking for more of a quiet area? Maybe you'd consider moving near more of where different age-restricted communities are for that quieter lifestyle, or do you want to live in the hustle and bustle of things? So it's just really uncovering what you need in a community, but also what you need in a home. Are you going to be the entertainer? If you're going to be the entertainer and you decide to buy a home with an awesome kitchen, with room for 10 people at your island, wonderful. But you didn't buy your home on a street where there's parking because there's no parking. So you can have this awesome house, but there's nowhere for your guests to park. And that happens a lot. So it's not just about the house. It's about what surrounds the house, what you want to do in the community, where you need to be, activities you want to be involved in, and knowing all the options available to you so you can decide what's important at the end of the day and if one thing trumps the other. And there's enough choice out there that you don't have to just, you know, don't fall in love with one house. Like, date a couple, date 5 houses, narrow it down based on what lifestyle things that you need, then fall in love with the one.
Absolutely. So it goes back to what we were talking about in our other episode, where we were doing, you do a client profile almost, where you're determining who they are, what they're like, and then you find the home to fit their needs.
Exactly. That's exactly what I do. And it's very important because you do have to understand the motivation is one thing, but once you've done the deed and you've purchased that home, you have to live life there. And are you going to enjoy your life, or are there things that are going to be missing from it?
Absolutely. And if you buy just short-sighted for what is happening right now, you're a young couple, just married, maybe you're having kids, maybe you're not. Maybe you think a school isn't important, but suddenly, oh, here comes baby number one, and it becomes extremely important. Can you grow into that home as the kids grow older? Are you transient in your job? That's another one.
Exactly. I've met a number of people lately, especially with the mortgage rules changes. So you would understand this more than me, but they're getting approved for the budgets. And sometimes people are like, well, I just want to max out the budget. I want to go big or go home. But things happen. If one of you loses a job, can you still carry the mortgage, or is it going to add a lot of stress? Because if it's going to add a lot of stress, it's going to affect your lifestyle.
Absolutely.
And you're not going to be happy in the home. And then once you're not happy, it's a snowball effect. So it's really knowing what fits well for you financially, size-wise. Do you want to be cleaning all the time? Are you okay with cleaning? Mm-hmm. I love cleaning, so a big home doesn't matter to me. But I have clients that hate cleaning, and they want a smaller footprint. So it's really knowing beyond what the home looks like. It's how it functions for you. Mm-hmm. Is it attainable over a long period of time? What about resale value? If you can stretch your budget $5,000 more to buy an end unit as opposed to a center unit in a townhome for your first home, well, guess what? I'm going to encourage you to buy that end unit because resale value is going to be in your favor. Or maybe it's something that you think of a future revenue property down the road. Are you going to have to sell this property? Or are you looking at potentially adding a real estate portfolio to anything else you're doing? So I look at different options for my clients and give them kind of a 360 view on what could be, just so that they know. And then the choice is theirs. They're educated.
Absolutely. And that's the biggest key. Make an educated, informed decision. Mm-hmm. And then you can take your best foot forward. And you're absolutely right. Those new mortgage rules are certainly playing a role in what people can afford. And it's important to understand what that looks like now and maybe reset your expectation.
Exactly.
And that's okay too.
It's okay.
Take a step back, find something that's a better fit for the here and now. And there's always move up opportunities.
Absolutely.
Always. So I do like that you touched on that. And absolutely, that's something a mortgage broker should cover off too, is what does that look like?
Exactly.
What is the affordability? So that's fantastic. I just want to touch on flexible space. So you did talk about sort of lifestyle and, you know, healthy living, and that means a variety of things to a variety of people. Healthy, in your case, where can I get outside and do my daily run.
Exactly.
Healthy living can be, how was this house put together? Was it done with
green built?
So touching on those type of topics as well. But what do you mean by flexible space?
Flexible space. So everyone thinks, oh, well, I've been hearing it anyways. I want an open concept house. I want to have everything out in the open. And then they get into these homes and they start thinking, oh, but if I need to do this activity or I need to, you know, have a yoga area or whatever it is that they need, can their home be flexible but still be visually appealing for them in a place where they want to function? So can you repurpose certain areas in the home to do different activities? If it's a one-off thing a year, what can your home be used for now, but also things that you can potentially use it for later? So just being able to have those areas where, you know, I also used to scrapbook in a past life. I can't do it right now because I'm a little busy. I would like to get back into it, but that doesn't mean that I have to pack up everything or I should have bought a home that had a designated room just for that activity because now there's cobwebs in there because I can't do it anymore. So just knowing, how can you use your home for the best potential possible? And are there areas in the home that can kind of be that multi-purpose area or that flex area that if you need it for a couple days a year or maybe once in a blue moon, that it won't affect your overall vibe or feeling about your home. You won't feel like it's too cluttered or there's too much room. It's just a certain area that it can be whatever it needs to be for that moment in time, but it won't affect your home as a whole.
It can be something else. It can have a new life.
Exactly.
As it's needed. Yeah, that's very important. Mm-hmm. Home office maybe becomes a yoga studio.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, or kids' playroom.
Yeah,
absolutely. And kitchen central. Absolutely.
Yes.
You touched on this for hostess with the mostest.
Exactly.
So kitchen, there's always the kitchen party. Mm-hmm. So kitchens are huge.
Kitchens are so important. So basically, you have to kind of, you know, go back and count the average amount of people that have ever been where you were hosting previously, or if you attended a party, how many people were there? Because that's the circle you live in. So if it's always on average 8 people, so if you want to be the hostess with the mostess and you're, you know, purchasing a new home, let's picture 8 people in the kitchen. Where are they going to be? Where are they going to mingle? Are they going to be sitting down for dinner? Is it going to be more of a just grab a plate and sit wherever you can? What does that look like? Because if that is important to you, and come the day when it's the first time to entertain and you realize that you're having a buffet and your island is only half of the size that you need it to be because you would have rather had a wall oven as opposed to a bigger island, then we're hooped and you're not going to love your home. So we really need to think about what is the most important thing for you when you're in your home. And if guests and entertaining is one of them, how do you entertain? How many people are typically there? Is there room to entertain the way you want to in your home and store the entertaining stuff that you need to store? I did mention a little earlier parking. Can your parking accommodate all the guests? Do guests need to stay overnight because maybe you have friends coming in from out of town? So it's just factoring in how you entertain, because entertaining is one thing and you can tell a realtor, I just need a great kitchen to entertain in. But entertaining to somebody might be having a couple over versus being the big shaker house and there's 50 guests. So it's being specific of what entertaining means and narrowing it down in your search so that we can achieve that together.
Absolutely. Another factor to consider is life stages.
Yes.
So where are you at in your life? So we did cite a couple examples as we were chatting here, but how do you look to that person or that family or that couple who is maybe starting out versus looking to downsize?
Mm-hmm. So basically I just ask questions. I pretty much interview every client, and especially if it's a first-time home buyer, you have to ask them what their goals are. I've been surprised at some, and a lot of first-time home buyers I work with have been younger, in their early 20s or mid-20s. And some of them have had awesome goals. They've wanted to have revenue properties. So whenever they're purchasing their first home, that's one of the discussions we have. Some haven't even thought of that. And it's just, you know what, this is my budget and I like this space and this is why I like it. And, you know, sometimes that's the reason. But if it's one of those reasons where there's not really that future site, it's just, I like this for now. What is the best possible location we can get them for resale? resale value. It might be finishes, or it might be yard size or number of parking, especially if you're buying in a condo. Titled versus assigned, it's more valuable to have titled parking than assigned parking because that can be taken away from you. And a lot of people don't realize that. If I'm speaking to people that are kind of in that mid-range where maybe they are going to start a family or they have a family, what does that look like for needs? Are they wanting to be, do they have parents that might need to move in with them at one point? So now there needs to be some kind of suite in the home or some kind of setup, because a lot of people that might have younger kids do have parents that are retired and maybe do want to spend more time with the grandkids. And hey, I want to come and move in and surprise. Well, we need to think about that. Is that a situation that you want that to happen, and how soon is that going to happen, and how will that affect your space? And then if you're downsizing, are you looking at something that has condo fees or not, or what kind of yard maintenance? Because some people think, oh, I don't want condo fees because I'm retired and I'm downsizing. But then are you going to be able to maintain the exterior of your home and do the grass and the siding repairs or whatever that looks like? So it's just really understanding what the vision is for that person and then letting them know all of the possibilities, because some things might be an absolute no, I don't want that. But then do they understand what that means? So just educating them on, you know, a condo fee isn't scary because it's low, but it also does all of this stuff for you. So if you are aging and you want to downsize and downsize your life, that might be the pro, because you might later have to hire that out and it could cost more than it just being included. So there's just different factors to look at.
Absolutely. And I know in our community, it's fantastic. We're in Mackenzie Town in Calgary. And really, you can go through all life stages in that community. So they've done a wonderful job of catering to a varied demographic.
Yeah.
So you have your here's your condo, here's your townhouse, here's a age-restricted building, so you don't have any of the young partiers, right to the assisted care living.
Yeah.
So you could effectually stay in that property your entire life if you wanted to, in that community rather.
Which is important.
It is. So there's that to consider too. Do you really love where you are? Does this tick all the boxes? And how long do you plan on staying in this community? And will it service your needs from beginning to end?
Exactly, because you set down roots, right?
Absolutely.
So,
or is it a stepping stone?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some other little bits of information that you might want to consider when looking at specifically at community? I know commuting time is definitely
commuting
a big one.
Time for sure. You also want to look at future development as well. Before I was a realtor, I did purchase a home, and I was told, and it was a new build, so I wasn't working with a realtor. I was working at the time with one of the sales staff at this home, and I was told that this big green space was going to be future home development. What it ended up being was basically a highway. So it's just knowing if you see any kind of green space, it might look great because, hey, there's green space in this community, but make sure your realtor knows what that is supposed to be in the future, because it might be 1 year plan, it might be 10 year plan, but it's going to be something eventually if it's not a designated environmental reserve or a designated developer plan for that specific green space to stay there. So always do your due diligence, because that will drastically change your vibe in the community. If all of a sudden you have a high rise going in or a row of apartments going in where you thought it was just a nice green space.
You had a view and now you don't.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and also how many schools are going to be popping up in the area and where, because that affects traffic flow for morning commute and pickup times at school. And that can be very frustrating, being stuck behind a row of parked cars because they're dropping off children or there's buses. Whereas when you bought into the community, there was no school there. So how will that affect how you feel about the community that you live in? And also, yes, commute time. So if you have to go to from Airdrie to downtown Calgary, or let's say you live in Calgary and you want to work in Airdrie, you're going to actually benefit because you're going to go the opposite way of rush hour traffic. And then also, what do you want to do on weekends? Are you somebody that wants to escape to the mountains and that's more important? So maybe you look at Northwest Calgary, or Airdrie could be a great opportunity because you can take Stony Trail or hook up to different arteries, proximity to the airport. Absolutely. If you have a lot of guests that come and visit, or different amenities. Right now at Cross Iron Mills, they're building a new Asian market. That's going to be pretty cool. And I can't wait to go in and check it out. But it's going to appeal to a lot of different cultures and different experiences. So maybe that's something that appeals to you as well. So it's just really knowing all of the different current things that are happening in the community, but what's happening in the future. And is that going to add value or take away value?
Absolutely. And does it matter to you? Is it a
deal breaker? Yeah.
What are you looking at? Also, another thing to consider, which I never did before I had kids, wasn't on my radar, is what do the extracurriculars look like mm-hmm. in that area? If your child is really involved in hockey, for example, and it's very important to you that you stay within that area so they can stay with the same team, that becomes a consideration.
Exactly.
As well.
Or if all of a sudden their skills are advanced, where is the training facility that they can, you know, really hone in on those skills? Mm-hmm. And how is that commute?
Absolutely. Yeah. Where are the bus lines running mm-hmm. when your little one grows up and now has to maybe commute to high school because there may or may not be one available
exactly.
by that time.
Yeah.
So looking again, like you said, looking to what those land use designations are. And if there are plans with Calgary Board of Education, Calgary Separate, or other school opportunities, when are they building?
Exactly.
Or do they exist already? And are you within the
catchment
that
area.
Zone?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. You had mentioned to me just in some of our conversations, just touching on school, that Airdrie has something pretty specific as far as schools go and looking further. Can you give some information on that?
So with the Rocky View school system, basically, if you live in the catchment area, so I'll use Winsong as an example. If you live in Winsong and the designated school is in Winsong, they'll make room for you at that school. That's the rule right now. The school's too full, but you live in that catchment area, you have to go somewhere else. That doesn't exist. They have to make room for you. Whereas the CBE, so the Calgary Board of Education, if the school's full, the school's full. They do have to provide education to you, but that means that they're going to be shifting where your school is. And I know that some of the South communities in Calgary are experiencing this, where their schools are full and now their kids are being bused to schools on 17th Avenue
yep.
because there's just no room. And the reason why it's downtown core that they're being bused to is because those are the communities where the kids have grown up. They're older communities now. So it's not that vibrant youth living there anymore. It's older, more established. So those are the vacancies.
Yeah. So you have to consider that. And that can change while you're living in a community.
Exactly.
We encounter that ourselves as well. So yeah, looking to those for sure. Making sure you discuss with your realtor mm-hmm. about things like school, lifestyle, not just the home, but the community
exactly.
where the home is and what that looks like.
Yeah.
So Tara, for those looking for more information, how do they get a hold of you?
You can reach me on my website, www.taramolina.com. There you can find all of my social profiles. If you choose to follow me on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, Google+, you name it, I'm on it. So if you have a favorite platform, follow me on there. But you can also find my phone number and send me a text or give me a call. I communicate in a number of different ways. That's, you know, where sometimes I communicate on Facebook Messenger. So wherever you want to reach me, but the home base for me in general is my website.
That's again,
www.taramolina.com.
Perfect. Just Google Tara. I also want to bring in part of our discussion from the last episode yeah. where you have some really great, unique marketing for your clients. You have a marketing background.
Mm-hmm.
You bring a lot of insight and additional powerful marketing opportunities for those looking to sell. So for those of you not just looking to buy and looking to community information, but for those of you looking to sell, can also chat with Tara about that too. Thanks so much for joining me again, Tara.
Thank you so much for having me.
Like what you've heard on today's show? Want to hear more? Subscribe today on iTunes. You can also stop by the I Love Calgary Real Estate page at www.ilovecalgaryrealestate.com for past episodes and show notes.